So I'm joined with Chris Williams, the vice chairman of Hereford FC. So Chris, how excited are you for the first game, the first pre-season game against FC United in, what is it, 12 days time now?
It's in 12 days time, and I'm extremely excited. As soon as we got the ground back, I was excited then. And then I got the belief that it is going to happen and we are going to be able to play football again at Edgar Street. And for me, that's what this is all about. So extremely excited and really looking forward to the prospect.
And how important was it to get Peter Beadle back as manager, do you feel?
I think it was important. I think from Peter's point of view, he had some unfinished business and he wanted to come back and see what he could achieve and try and be in a position to make the progress that he wanted to originally. So it's great that he's had the opportunity to do that. I think it's fair to say he wasn't a foregone conclusion. We had to be convinced that he was the right manager for this football club, and I'm sure we've done that, and we are convinced. And he's bringing a lot to the club in terms of his experience and his knowledge of the game, and we do need that. So yes, I'm pleased that he's back.
And is it good to see everybody pulling together? Like we're on the ground now, and there's like a volunteers meeting going on. Do you think the spirits come back to Edgar Street?
Yeah, we walked into this place a couple of months ago. It was dismal. It was depressing, and it was a shame. It's a football club I've supported for many years, and to see it in its state was really sad. We've got a team of people working together as a board of directors. We've got a team of people working together to try and support us in improving the ground. My personal responsibilities on the HFC board are for the health and safety and the safety advisory group and getting a ground safety certificate, which we haven't quite got yet, but we're nearly there. So in terms of making sure the stadium's safe and a pleasant place to be in is a lot of what I'm trying to do.